Hey everybody, welcome back to my podcast. I'm Brittany Daniel, and this is the Brittany the Host podcast. So it is currently September. As you guys may listen to this later, it's September 2020, and so much has been going on in the world. However, on September 16th/17th, I'm recording on the 16th, 17th is tomorrow, there is supposed to be a new moon. Now, new moon energy is all about manifestation, right? So full moon energy is about letting go and really disconnecting from the things that no longer serve you. And new moon energy is all about manifestation and bringing in the things that you want. Now, I've been on a quote unquote manifestation journey, or actually not even manifestation journey, learning about manifestation for a very long time. When I was young, my grandmother read books. She went to conferences. She did vision boards. I don't remember what was on my very first vision board, but I remember I was in the sixth grade. And I remember the one thing that was on it, I wanted a C-class sedan, Mercedes Benz. That was on my vision board. And needless to say, I no longer like Mercedes, but I did get a BMW. So I guess, you know, there were certain things that I just liked at a young age, period. Like, I didn't want any other car. I wanted a luxury car, and I ended up getting one. So I really love the idea of vision boards and the whole process of manifestation. But I kind of wanted to break manifestation down, because I think that a lot of times people look at manifestation as like just a wish list and things that they want, and they miss a few steps and they wonder why they can't get them. So before I jump into the proper steps of manifesting and how we properly implement those things in our lives and what the differences between goal setting and all of that other stuff, I'm going to go ahead and read a definition of manifestation. So I just Googled this. I don't know exactly where this was published, but it says, like the law of attraction, a manifestation is where your thoughts and your energy can create your reality. If you are continuously being negative and feeling down, then you're going to attract and manifest negative energy. Then it says, the first thing you can do when manifesting is take a look at your thoughts and feelings. I absolutely love that definition, because it's proof that your mindset is number one in anything. If you don't believe in manifestation, if you don't believe in law of attraction, that's fine. But if you believe in goal setting, prayer, you know, calling in what you want or setting any type of goals, it's the same thing. And I wanted to distinguish that, because a lot of people, I see a lot of times, like, people crap on manifestation, or they crap on the law of attraction. There's really no difference between prayer, like praying to God, asking God for what you want, and manifesting. It's the same thing. So when I was doing researching, so the keys of manifestation are, one, getting clear about what you want and having the right mindset. Now, why having the right mindset is super, super important, because Tony Robbins does this exercise where he tells everybody to close their eyes, and when they open their eyes, find everything brown. And so the audience, or whomever he's speaking to, or if you're listening to him in the car, you'll open your eyes and you'll spot everything brown. Then he'll say, well, where was the red? Right? And most people are like, well, I wasn't looking for red, so I didn't see red. And that's an example of, whatever you focus on, you're going to get more of. There's no way that you can manifest great things in your life with a negative mindset, because even if you do have great things in your life, they're still not going to be enough. It's still going to be a negative space. You're always going to find something wrong. So that's why they say you cannot have a negative mindset and try to attract great things. For instance, I'll give a more realistic example. So say that you're healthy, you have a roof over your head, you drive a car, a decent car that gets you to and from work, you have a job that pays you well, you have a family, and you're constantly thinking that that's a negative thing because you don't have exactly what you want on your vision board. Your car, you might have a really nice like Honda, but it's not the BMW that you want. Or you have a family, but your kids are acting up. Or you're single and you're praying so hard for a family that you really miss on your blessings in the now, right? You really miss out on what you have right in front of you. And one thing that is for sure, and you can do your own research, and I've researched this and studied this myself, is having a positive mindset no matter what's going on in your life is going to allow you to do the work to get to what you want. But if you only focus on the negative of what you don't have, even when you get the things that you desire and that you want, the happiness is only going to last for a second before you're negative again. And you're then again looking at what else you can have. I'll just, for instance, I know somebody that recently moved into an apartment. And before they moved into an apartment, they were begging for an apartment. They really wanted an apartment. And they finally found one that was great, but then obstacles came. And that's what a lot of times happens, like new level, new devil, right? Anytime that you want something, you desire something, whether it be a house, maybe a family, anytime you set your mind and say, okay, this is what I want, there's going to be challenges that come along. It's a part of the process. It makes it that much sweeter when you get it. It makes it that much sweeter when you're victorious over your downfalls. But this person really wanted this apartment, right? So they finally got into the apartment. They were so excited. Everything worked out after actually going through a lot of trials and tribulations to get this apartment. And then as soon as they got into the apartment, here came another heap of issues that were no longer in their lives before. So I'm not saying that to discourage you from getting what you want. No, definitely get what you want and definitely set your sights on things that you want. The Bible even says a man without vision shall perish, even though I think that there should be more on those wants than material things like a peace of mind, a steady mindset, happiness, health, joy, peace being the overall biggest one, because you can have money, you can have love, you can have all those things, but if you're not peaceful or happy in those moments because you decide to be, then it really doesn't matter. So I'm not saying don't strive for things or to have what you want, but understand your happiness doesn't lie in the future nor the past. You have to be happy right here in the present. So if that job that you absolutely hate irk in your nerves and you want another one, not saying don't search for another one. I'm not saying don't go out there and apply and try to get a better living or a situation for yourself, because for sure there are jobs and situations and environment that can really hinder your mental health. But while you're there, do your absolute best. Try to find the happiness in any situation, because like I said, new level, new devil. Just because you move on to the next phase or just because you upgrade doesn't mean that that level is going to bring you any more happiness. Sometimes it just brings you more issues. For instance, I always talk about this, driving a foreign car, driving a luxury vehicle, because a lot of cars are foreign, and I get corrected on that all the time. A lot of cars here in America are foreign, so not necessarily a foreign car, but a luxury car. So say you have a Honda, and you like your Honda's cute, whoop-de-whoop, but you want a BMW or you want that Mercedes. Nothing wrong with that. There's so many deals out there where you can find a really affordable luxury vehicle for a lot of times cheaper than these other cars, to be quite honest with you. I think because they've gotten a bad rap for so long that the prices aren't as painful as they used to be. They're actually a lot more affordable. So boom, you go ahead and you find the car that you want, the car of your dreams, you get it, cool, all of that's great. Then comes the maintenance. And this is really what kicks luxury cars, is the maintenance. But I will say, once you get them fixed once, you don't have to get them fixed again. If you get it done right by like the dealership, yeah, you pay more money, but you got to get it done right, because if you get it done wrong, it's very expensive to keep shelling money into those vehicles. I digress. But you get the vehicle, and then like I just said, the maintenance kicks in. Your oil changes are more expensive. Your insurance is more expensive. Your gas is more expensive. So now the areas where you were saving money from not having that luxury car and having the Honda are now making you not even like the car that you wanted and prayed for. That happened to me. So instead of always saying, oh, I'll be happy when, or I can't wait until, which is totally fine. You can do that. You know, you can manifest the things that you want, but you rob yourself of being happy right now. And we're in a time where, I don't know about you guys, but I've been seeing a lot of deaths and a lot of deaths from younger people. God bless and God rest my Lyme brother. Zoe, he passed away this summer. I know an Instagram friend and one of his really good friends passed away. A lot of people, I know another close friend, her best friend just passed away. I've been really seeing a lot of death from a lot of young people. And it's really making me realize and see that we don't, or we might not have a whole lot of time. It used to drive me crazy. I used to argue with my ex all the time. Like, he used to say, you have plenty of time to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, yeah, if I live till 80, then maybe. But life is not guaranteed. I've known a lot of people to lose their lives at a young age, that life is not guaranteed. So we have to thank God in these moments. Yes, go after what we want, but really, really, really find your happiness in the now and not what it'll be when. Because I know from experience, if you're constantly looking for that, what it'll be when, you know, I'll be happy when this happens, or I'll be happy when this happens, it's going to be something else once you get there. And again, that's not to discourage you to manifest. That's not to discourage anybody to continue that path of getting what they want and going after what they want and leveling up. But it's something, there's always going to be something there. For instance, like, I don't know if some of you have kids, but my best friend, she has a beautiful little girl. And I remember when she couldn't walk. And she was like, she would talk about her daughter and say, I don't want to, almost said the little girl's name. I don't want to pick her, or I can't wait till she starts walking, and I can't wait till she does this, and I can't wait till she does that. And I was like, girl, you better stop wishing that, because once she does start walking, she's going to be all over the place. Once she does start doing this, she's going to do this. So enjoy your time now, because she will not be at this stage for very long. And I'm not a parent, but I do have experience with parents, being a camp counselor, being, you know, watching children, that's something that they would always say is, oh, I miss when they were this little, or, oh, I miss when they were this little. So it's really imperative, especially children, they grow so fast. A newborn to 4 months, whole different child, whole different baby, right? Whole different human being. A baby from 0 to 12 months, a year old, is a whole different baby or human being, you know? So you have to love those little moments, because you never know what's going to happen once you get there. And I'm not trying to say it as a caution or a warning, but there's a big misconception that things will be better when X, Y, and Z happens. So going back to the whole manifestation part is being clear and having a positive mindset of what you want. What do you desire? What career is burning in you to do? What passions are you wanting to explore? All those things. Having a positive mindset of being thankful for the now, being thankful for what God has given us in the present, being thankful for what we are now, continue to work on it. There's something magical and powerful about writing things down. If you read, what's the book? Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill tells you to write your goals down, and he prefers you to do it on like a little note card that you review in the morning and at night. Having something in your mind for whatever reason is not concrete enough most of the time. Now, there's always exceptions to the rules. I'm not God, so, you know, teach his own. But every book that I've done research on says there's something magical about writing it down. And I think even the Bible mentions about writing the vision and making it plain. When you write it down, and why people do vision boards and having a vision board is because you can visually see every day what your goal is. Now, Napoleon Hill says review it in the morning and at night. And the reason why he says this is because Every day and every night you'll go to sleep thinking about your goals and what you're trying to manifest and bring into your life and work towards. Now, once you write it down, now it's time to plan it out. Now, there's a fine line that this particular phase of manifestation has. Writing it down, knowing what you want, and then deciding a plan that's going to get you to that milestone. So for instance, if you want a house, say a house is on your vision board, a house is what you are desiring, right? So, okay, the end goal is to get into a house. What kind of house do you want? What are the specifications of that house? What are your deal breakers of that house? What are your wants? What are your needs? Have all that. Write the vision and make it plain. And the reason why you write the vision and make it plain is so you don't entertain anything else coming to you. All right, y'all, I'm going to do a little ASMR of my tea real quick. That wasn't a really good one, so sorry. Something I do here on the podcast. But all right, you have the vision, you write it down, the exact specifications, and you do that because so you don't waste your time looking at things that have nothing to do with what you want, right? Even that goes in like relationships, just a whole lot of other stuff we can dive into with that. But specifications of wants, needs, desires, deal breakers, all that stuff. Then comes the plan. Now you have to figure out, how do I get into that house? You don't just write the list, pray for God to give it to you, and then walk away and go eat Cheetos and sit on your couch watching the Kardashians all day. It don't work like that. Now that you have the goal, now it's time to write an action plan so you can start working your plan. So maybe phase one is figuring out where you are with your credit, getting pre-qualified for them to tell you, what do you need to work on? How much money do you need down for the kind of house that you want? All these things are very, very important, right? So understanding what action steps is it going to take. Now, how long it takes, you can write down like, hey, I want to do this in 6 months. I want to do this in 3 months. But always, for me, and this is why I say it's a fine line, always leave room for God. Always leave room for God to work his magic. Because if you hold on to the how you're going to get it or the when you're going to get it, sometimes people end up cutting corners, or sometimes people end up manipulating a situation in order for it to benefit them, and they get what they want, but that comes with a heavy cost. It's just like, for instance, somebody dating a married man, right? Well, I ain't gonna say no judgment because we ain't supposed to do that, but do your thing. Anyways, somebody dating a married man and hoping one day he's going to divorce his wife and be with you. 9 times out of 10, that's not gonna happen. What possibly could happen is that person drawing the line of respect for themselves and the situation and the other party by saying, as much as I like you, as much as I care about you, I would never harm another human being that way, i.e. his wife, because no matter what he tells you about her, she's probably not as bad as he's saying she is. And if she was that bad, why aren't you divorced already, right? Instead of, you know, going along with, well, we'll just hang out, or we'll just be friends, or even a girlfriend, you don't even have to go as far as a wife. Hit me up when y'all are done and you've had some time to heal. And then allow that relationship to run its course without your interference, without you getting in the middle or the way. Because no matter how much he cares about you, no matter how much he says he loves you, no matter how much whatever, whatever, if he wanted to divorce her, wanted to get out of that situation, he would have. And 9 times out of 10, when she finds out about you, he's not running after you, he's gonna run after her. And I know that was like an extreme example, but same thing. Or if you forge documents to get something happening quicker, then there's a whole plethora of ways that people can manipulate or cut corners on something to where it benefits them. But in the long run, it may have dire consequences for their actions. And that's something to consider, is never manipulate a situation. Whatever is meant for you is going to be yours. So say if there's a house, we go back to the house situation or scenario that you absolutely want and you're working on it and you don't end up getting the house that you want, but you're in love with it. But when you go get the pre-approval, you have some work to do on your credit or you have some more savings to stack up in the account. And the answer is no. Instead of being defeated in the no, in the now, I always try to thank God because I know that there's something bigger and better next. Has that ever happened to you? Either you didn't get a job or you didn't get into a school or there's something that happened that was a no. And the next thing or a few things after that or a few months down the road or whatever, something even better popped up. Or you went to go look for an apartment and the one that you wanted wasn't available, right? Or wasn't available at that time. And then you went and found something better. That's a lot of times how God operates, especially in relationships, especially just in life in general. So when you hear that no, a lot of times the no isn't no because you're not going to have it. It's sometimes it's no, not right now, because it's going to come in a better form later on. There's going to be a better house. There's going to be a better relationship. There's going to be a better situation for your life later down the road. Now, does hearing no suck? Absolutely. Sometimes yes. But then again, it goes back to the mindset that we have, right? So now that you're working through those action steps and you hear no, you keep working your plan until you hear yes, or you come back to the drawing board and you rearrange your plan until you hear yes. So when people talk about manifestation, always remember that there's action that occurs with the wants and the desires and the willingness, if that makes sense. Like, you can't want a vehicle, or you can, but it's not wise. You can want a vehicle. You can want that luxury vehicle, that Mercedes, that BMW, that Aston Martin, whatever the vehicle is, right? You can want whatever, that Lexus, that Audi, whatever. You can want those things. But if you never go to a car dealership or look it up online or see how much you're going to need, how much the insurance is, what's the point? Because when you get the car, or you try to attempt to get the car and you get told no, or you figure out that it's way more than you ever thought that you'd pay for anything. You see what I mean? Like, there has to be, add some realness to your plan. Like Diddy always says, close your eyes and dream, but don't forget to open your eyes and see. So dream for sure about what you want. Envision it. Envision yourself driving that car. Go to that dealership. Go look at houses. Do all those things. But once you're done with the dream aspect of it and the fun part of that, you have to put in work. There's no way in this world, in this lifetime, in this planet, whatever, do you get something for nothing. Even when you see people and you think that they have it easy, or you think that things just come to them, or you think that, oh, that person's just so lucky. 9 times out of 10, there's a whole lot of work behind the scenes that you don't even see, that you don't even, that you're not even privy to. Like, I love the show Fixer Upper with Chip and Joanna Gaines. They're like my favorite. They're like my step parents in my mind, or my step family. But I was watching an interview with them, and they were saying how, well, they have a show called, they have a show called Fixer Upper, where couples they have a dream home that they want. It's out of their price range. They show them a few options of homes that are a lot cheaper, horrible homes, but that they will turn around and fix up and make a beautiful home for the couple. They always hit the nose on that. They always hit the mark every single time. Their homes are beautiful, decorated, all that stuff is great, right? So in the interview, what she said is there's a lot behind the scenes of the show that you all don't see, like the construction meetings, the design meetings, all this other stuff, because the show makes it look like they find a home, they get started, they bang out a few walls, they put a few walls up, she decorates, and then boom, it's all tidy in 30 minutes. These processes take weeks. weeks, and sometimes even months. So there's no way that a 30-minute show can encompass everything that goes along with a home renovation. And if you know anything about home renovations in the real world, then you know that to be true. Nothing happens in 30 minutes. And the same thing is when you see Instagram influencers or YouTube influencers or celebrities. You have no idea how long they were working on that project. You don't know the pain, sweat, and agony they went through. And I'll give another example. I was watching or hearing a few interviews about the WAP video, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Now, regardless of how you feel about the song, I feel like the video was really well done, very creative, really crazy. They had animals and snakes and all types of stuff. The behind the scenes of that, even though you get a few minute clip, you get a couple minutes, not even a minute, you get a couple seconds of clips of those two in a snake pit. Could you imagine how calm you have to be to allow snakes to slither around your body and on your body and keep a sexy face and keep it on for the cameras? And there's another scene where in the WAP video where they were dancing around in water, I think at the end of the video. They said that water was freezing. And there's a clip where Meg's stylist was like, y'all could have heated up this water for her. But the director said they couldn't heat up the water because it would have changed the way the water reflected or something like that for the shot. So they had to do it in extremely cold water. And he said, the director of the video said that it was like at 4 a.m. So we get this beautifully crafted video. And, you know, beautiful, subjective. So if you didn't think it was beautiful, then whatever. We saw a well-crafted 2-3 minute video that took days to do, hundreds of thousands of dollars to create. And there were circumstances that were obstacles during the shoot, especially with COVID and all this other stuff going on. So never forget or never look at somebody's life and be like, oh, they have it easy or everything comes to them or what. I'm telling you, if it's a wonderful life or you perceive it to be wonderful, 9 times out of 10, they're working their asses off behind the scenes. So faith without works is dead. Manifestation without works is dead. All of it's the same thing, you know. And then also, when I wanted to go back on this part. When you leave room for God, right? When you leave room for God to work his magic, you have to let go. You have to surrender to the process. You have to surrender to the outcome. Again, because God's way is always the best way, right? But you have to surrender. If you hold on to it too much, you might stifle the process or you might stifle what's really coming to you. And I always think about it like this, like, if you have children or maybe a sibling or a parent and they come to you and they say, hey, can you do this for me? And you're like, yeah, I'm going to get it done. Sure. Cool. But you're an adult, so you're going to get it done on your time. So you're watching TV or you're doing whatever, you know, you're going to get it done, but you're just not going to get it done at that moment. And you keep hearing, when are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Mom, dad. Hey, are you going to do this? Do this now. That shit gets annoying. And you be like, look, I'm going to do it when I do it. Chill out. I feel like God is the same way. If we are in the likeness of him, right? And if God is a jealous God, so the Bible says, then I believe God has other emotions too. And annoyance has to be one of them in my mind. You can think differently. That's how I choose to look at God. How annoying would it be for you to pray about something that you want, right? Because the Bible says, pray about everything, worry about nothing. And your prayer goes in the stacks of all the other prayers God hears. And every 10 minutes or every other day, you're like, hey, God, did you see my prayer? When is it coming? And he like, you know what? I know your prayer over there with everybody else, but I got you. It's coming. Just wait. I got you. But you got some work to do while you waiting on me to get to your prayer. How about you, instead of just sitting around and not doing that, how about you get to work? How about you do something to help you get it? Or when you get it, it'll be better for you. So I always try to flip the script like that. That's just my way of understanding the universe, life, God, all of that. That's just my little crazy way of doing it, but it works for me because I feel like if we're in the likeness of Him, then it makes sense. So I hope that that clarified a little bit of how to manifest. It's not so woo-woo. It can be very spiritual because your energy like attracts like. It is scientific because that's a scientific fact that, you know, what you put out, you get back. It's all energy, and energy never stops. It just shifts and changes. It moves from one object to the next. And there's even a study where, and I'm going to go and let you guys go in a minute, but there was a study where there were two glasses of water, right? And one of the cups, people talked very negative to it. And then the other cup, people talked very positive to it. When they looked under a microscope, the negative water molecules, now molecules are teeny, 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 tiny. I don't know if y'all saw Magic School Bus. That's where I kind of learned about molecules. Molecules are teeny, 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 tiny pieces of matter. Atoms, right? Teeny, teeny, tiny. You have to see it with the microscope. The water molecules started to deform in the negative glass. And the glass that people were talking negative, like speaking, not doing anything to, just talking to it negatively. Your words. Words have so much power. And then they looked at the glass that had the happy things spoken to it, the happiness spoken to it, the positive affirmations and words spoken to it. And the water molecules turned into beautiful objects, kind of like snowflakes. They looked really, really beautiful. So the molecules that were spoken negatively to were deformed, ugly. And the ones that were talked beautifully to or positively to were beautiful. They were like snowflakes. They were formed very magically. So if that can happen to water molecules, imagine what your body does. Imagine with speaking positivity about to yourself, your mind, your body. If you don't get control of your mind, you can't. Nothing's going to happen. All right. So I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope all of your manifestations come true in God's time. And I hope that some of you got a better insight on manifestation. And since the new moon is coming up, this is a great time to manifest. So I love you guys so much, and I'll catch you guys in my next one. Peace.